Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others pay for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Nobody knows where we might end
up. Oh, on cue. Nobody knows. That's right. We're good.
Oh, it's fantastic to be here.
Ooh, it's fantastic to have you.
Hey everyone, welcome back to a supersized edition of the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Jason J. Carter in the hot seat with my lovely ladies. OMGizzle. We are all together again. It's been months.
Back together.
Aww, the win. I'm stoked to be here tonight. I'm Julie Parton, returning from a long hiatus where I popped out a tiny human.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
I'm Star Session, and you can find me at Starrsession.
And I am Kelly.
And on our wonderful AfterBuzz couch, we have our resident legal eagle, Jason Romrell.
Yay!
What's up? Jason's in the house.
Yes, tweet him on Twitter at UpYourBiz. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Hello. Good.
Your biz.
I like how you're wearing a shirt that's reminiscent of a tux.
This was the finale to tux. Wear a tux for. So I dressed
Agreed.
Appropriately.
You did. Yes.
Business casual.
Well, really cool. All the Twitter fans were like, where is Up Your Biz? Why hasn't he been back? You know? So we're glad to have you on the couch. And, you know, I'm sorry you had to sit on the couch because Julie came back, but it's all the same. Yeah.
Love the couch. It's
the
nice,
lighting's really good
leather.
There. Yeah.
I'm not comfy. Sorry. If you tried to make me sit on that couch. Mm.
Maria Menounos knows how to pick a couch.
Just kidding, Jason.
Wow, you guys. So last week we did not have an episode we were going to recap. But you know what? There doesn't have to recap anymore because the finale was tonight and the finale was fantastic. And overall, it's been the countdown, the farewell to Christina.
Right.
And so let's just talk about, you know, tonight's finale. Me and Kelly were saying that season six and prior were probably better finales in the sense of the drama, in the sense of the shock value.
Right.
And everything about that makes because Grey's is famous for their finales.
Yeah. But maybe in terms of the shock value, but this one to me was pretty flawless.
Yeah, I think that this episode, I would have to disagree that even though it wasn't like someone died or something really traumatic happened, I mean, something traumatic did happen, but I just felt like in the end, this episode still left me wanting more for next season.
Right.
So I want to come back. So it did its job.
It did its job. It is definitely effective. Yes, Kyle.
What did you want more from this episode, though?
I don't know.
The difference for me was that in the first few seasons of the series when it started, you like at least in my opinion, you had a connection with each and every character on the show.
Yes.
And here, like when Shane wanted to go,
it was like,
didn't
peace.
Really care.
Well, we never cared about those interns.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that's the difference. Not necessarily the shock value or anybody dying, but just the cast itself and what you feel like with each character I feel is so different from when the series first started.
Right.
That's true.
Because
totally.
I felt connected and I want to see more from all the original characters that we know and love and not necessarily any of the added parts when before it was kind of everybody.
And that's what we're seeing.
Hey,
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And you know, over, you know, since the season that there's too much in the gumbo. There's too many ingredients for us to focus on one flavor, you know?
What I feel like tonight was, though, this was Christina Yang's swan song.
Because this,
in my opinion, is one of the strongest female characters that has ever been on TV.
I agree.
Yeah. She rocked that true personality. Mm-hmm. Besides the little, you know, PTSD that she had, that personality shone through consistently all 10 seasons. Mm-hmm. She seems like a very real, palpable person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think she's one of the only ones of any of Shonda's shows to be nominated for an Emmy.
Wow.
Yeah. This was just like a fantastic character, and I think they knew that and devoted the episode to her.
Yeah. Well, and think, well, beyond that, Julie, yes, she is an iconic television personality and character and all that, but just in the whole legacy of Grey's and the lineage of Grey's, you can't have Grey's without Christina Yang. You know, that
it's going to be weird next season, for sure.
Jason, when you watch the show, I mean, you've seen several seasons, several episodes of Grey's Anatomy. Her leaving tonight, what was it like for you? What were you feeling? What was going through your head?
Oh, 20 questions.
I was a little sad. I mean, but for me, it wasn't emotional until and as cheesy as it was when I saw it coming, it was the dance between the two of them. And then I thought, you know, that was really touching. That was nice.
I think so. And what was really fantastic about tonight was they brought back the elements of why we love those two together. And I mean, we've seen them come from rivals to best friends to experiencing near-death experiences to this culmination of their relationship. And I felt like tonight's episode, they could have did without the explosion for me.
You kept saying that.
Because it was like, okay, it was almost like you have this rush, all this activity, and then...
Yeah, but that kind of brought us back to why we love the show. Like, all this, all these things going on in the hospital, people running around. I felt like, yes, of course, it was probably not needed, but I felt like it just kind of made it go full circle when it came to this episode, that we got to see, like, trauma and guts and
but
blood.
Did we need
you know
that?
I love that.
It did feel really segmented between the first half and the second half.
It did, but I needed that. I like to see the guts and the blood and all that good stuff.
And, that eye part.
The eye popping.
That was kind of one of the crazy things they've ever showed.
But was it needed, though? That's the thing, because...
I think it was, because also it was the drama of Owen not knowing if Christina was alive or not. And I think that was a good element. And when, you know, he thinks he sees her, but then she runs off. We know she's there, but he doesn't know. And it just kind of leaves that little tension, because you're feeling for him that, oh, he still doesn't know. And
I know, all for that European charger. We don't know if she went to the mall or not.
She went to Radio Shack and got it. But, you know, Kelly, I agree with you to some extent, but what I'm saying for the consistency and the quality of the show, we all watch Grey's and pull different things from it.
Right.
For me, it's about it's visual aesthetic and the music and the emotion. That's what grips me. So when they had the explosion and then
the music was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was like this heightened sense of awareness and like orchestration. And then you have the CIA dude like girly Mary. It was just team too much going on. Whereas you had a jewel of a storyline, Christina leaving, and all these different elements you could have pulled into that to make it so, like, weepy and just powerful that
she only had a really big connection with only certain characters that they couldn't have been the whole episode.
Yeah, to have the goodbyes of the whole episode would have been way too much,
way too long, and then we would have been complaining about
that. Because
we've
been saying goodbye to her for, like, half the season.
There was no shock to it. We knew it was coming.
Right.
The thing that we did get to see was some good development with other characters.
Well, yeah.
I loved what April and Avery went through with this explosion.
Like, we needed them to kind of come together and, you know, her to deal with their pregnancy and all of that was going on with them, and the bonding with
Catherine.
With Catherine.
So let's talk about that. Because Jason Michael Rahmer, Legal Eagle, Esquire. So, as you know, Christina Yang was nominated for the Harper Avery, and we come to find out that there was no way she was going to win it. She was just, you know, a poster kid for it because she works for the hospital. Is there any kind of legal ramifications for that? Were they in the wrong? Like, what could have possibly, because she had sued the hospital for that?
That's a good question. So it probably they probably had a good team of lawyers put together the rules of getting the award, and it's subject to their discretion. She probably couldn't win a lawsuit for that.
And it was off the record entirely when Catherine Avery said that.
And it was and that's a good point. I mean, how would you prove it? I mean, right. Testimony is proof, but it's probably a stretch that she could sue them and win.
Right.
But is it legal to do that?
It depends. It depends on the rules. So if the Harper Avery Award is given out because the board votes whomever they think the best is, mm-hmm. then that's the board's discretion.
Right.
I mean, it's like art.
Yeah.
Who decides what is good art and what's not good art? It's the same thing with who's the best, who's the award-winning doctor.
Right.
So from a character standpoint, how much of Christina's decision to leave was based on that? Because I didn't feel like much.
Me neither. I felt,
No. That was just like a getting us ready for the finale and needed like some kind of oomph.
Right.
It kind of made her character full circle because she's been working so hard to be the best of the best. And that, I think, showed that like you don't have to win that award to be the best.
And when she just schooled that hard. Guy. She schooled that guy that was interviewing for the job, head of cardio.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She put him in his place. It's not about that.
It's not.
It's about the lives.
But she figured that out once she went to Switzerland. Am I correct?
I don't know, but Star yelled Singapore.
I was like, Singapore!
She was like, Malaysia!
But she said it so Oprah-like.
Like, you get Singapore! You get a Singapore!
Jason said, you get a hospital!
Do you think, wasn't it nice to see Christina so huggy? From someone who was so anti in my personal space and we're not
going
to hug
awkward.
It out. I think the evolution of her soft, warm, inviting nature now.
She was hug? It was really awkward.
But I also felt for Meredith in this episode, though, too, because I felt like, Meredith, I know what it's like for someone to leave your life that you care about a lot or move away or just move on. You know, you're happy for them. You wish them the best, but they're taking a piece of you with them, you know, because that's an invested relationship. They've gone being choked out, which is my favorite.
OMG.
The choke was fantastic.
Bring it up one more time.
The choke was fantastic. But, you know, and so I felt, and then like the tears, just I was right there with them. What did you guys think?
That moment when those two women were saying goodbye to each other, that's hardly genuinely ever portrayed on television that well.
Right.
Two grown women, professionals, looking at each other, and you feel that they don't want to leave each other. That relationship seems so incredible, and it was so sad to see them say goodbye to each other.
It's definitely indicative of their personalities, so not like boo-hoo and like super and be all over each other, but the tearing of the eyes.
And then junior high danced together.
Yeah. I mean, I just really thought
the slow-mo.
Rip my heart out. Where are they going to go with this?
That was definitely the most emotional part for me because you can really feel that is a real relationship. Like those characters, you just kind of can relate to them in a different way than most friendly characters I think on TV.
And for the viewer and for us and for the fans of Grace, so what they do so well is they're able to bring back familiar things that we might have forgot about or haven't been touched on in a lot of seasons. Mm-hmm. You know, she's talked about putting your head in a body cavity. And
they brought up
and
the bus thing. Four times.
But we needed those things because for us as viewers and for us as avid watchers of the show, those are things that are special to us. No matter how grotesque and gruesome they are, we've lived our lives with these people for 10 seasons, you know? Mm-hmm. So the dance out for me was by far the best part of tonight because the way they filmed it, and it was just like, wow, we have come this far. We've been on this journey with them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, when she, like, rushed her out of the hospital and she was like, I need a goodbye, threw her bag in, was like, get to step in. I was like, that's not right.
You know? I love you. I love you.
Yeah, like, get to step in. But, when it comes to relationships and saying goodbye to a really close friend, like, sometimes it is the closure that people need. And so her coming back and dancing and actually saying goodbye to Shepherd and saying goodbye to Old Chief and all and saying, the goodbyes is definitely good for a closure for her. And I think she really, really needed that in this episode. But
we needed
Vacations in Switzerland. I don't think it's over.
I know, but it's the thing is, like, Star,
it's sad. No,
I see
I agree.
Every week. if you were to move away and be like, I would be like, wow, I mean, no, I'm missing a person that I care about, I see a lot, and of course I can come see you in Charlotte or wherever you're going, but initially, you're not going to be south of the 10 anymore.
You know? That's true.
How was it, though, whenever Christina was leaving, and she just drove a giant wedge between Meredith and Derek's marriage, right as she's walking out?
Oh my gosh!
By the way, instigate a giant fight.
Yeah,
like nice parting gift, huh?
Yeah. Gosh.
He's not.
And that was
son.
Brutal. No. She started that in her brain.
Well, but I actually like that she did.
I did too.
Because I think that Meredith was getting a little bit too comfortable trying to go against what she really wanted, just to have the happy life she never had. It wasn't a good balance. I think everything she said was true. Derek did lie. He told her it was going to be this way, but at the end of the day, just like she said, he's always going to be the big hotshot doctor that's more important than she is in his own mind, just like he was with his sister.
Right.
I completely agree.
Who's crazy?
I feel like... Go ahead.
But when it comes down to it, like, he didn't lie intentionally. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like things came his way and things started to happen.
The president called.
The president called. You know what I mean? But with that said, like...
Which, yes, that's true. But
he tried. You know, like, he was like, go do what you need to do, and da-da-da-da-da, towards the beginning of this season. And he tried genuinely until the president called.
Well, I was thoroughly happy to finally see Meredare have an issue. And that really stuck out. Besides, are you going to pick up Zola? What about Bailey? Blah, blah, blah.
Like, this season wasn't about this.
I know. And that's fine. But the validity and the sincerity and the authenticity of tonight's argument at the end of the episode, to me, was like, it was about time, because they were too happy in their new house, and like I was sick of it. And not that I don't want them to get their happy ending, because I do, but it was nice to see Meredith and them go at it realistically. And I still stand by the fact that I think Meredith is turning out to be like her mother.
I don't think so. I think this was one of Meredith's best acted episodes ever.
Sure.
And then whenever she was talking about, this is where I grew up, my mom's name's on the hospital, my sister's name's on the hospital, to deliver those ridiculous accusations, we didn't care about her mom ever. And then the fact when they changed the name of the hospital, we thought it was ridiculous. But to really make us believe that she cared about that, I believe Meredith.
I did too.
I never thought Meredith had any roots in Seattle until that moment. I felt like she really loved the hospital.
Yeah.
Like,
but
she
rebuilt it. I think Lexi helped with that, though.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what kind of made it come around for her and made her feel like it was a home, more so than if it had just been her mom and she'd never met her.
Right. If she'd only just let her mom die in the hospital and her stepmom die in the hospital.
And well, because then that would have been a reason for her to leave and be okay with leaving, because it's, you know, it's just kind of tainted. But I feel like even though there's all these negative things that happened around the hospital, in the end, Meredith is a strong character who really believes that she needs to stay. And I think she needs to stay, too. Moving would not be something... She wouldn't be happy.
Well, it wouldn't work on the show.
Right.
Well, and it came out of left field.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, when it came down to it, Yang threw that dagger, kind of got her mind moving, because she was like, oh, you're not going to be here for the surgery that we were supposed to do together? That's fine, honey. You know, she was very lackadaisical.
I don't think it was a dagger. I mean, I could see...
It's not a dagger.
It's all about interpretation.
No. I don't think Yang was completely daggering her. I think she just was saying the truth. You are my friend.
You are the sun.
You were strong. He's not the sun.
The moon,
you were the sky.
The stars. Yes.
The universe.
They talked about it before. She could have mentioned, oh, he's moving to D.C. Here's how I feel about that. Instead of in this emotional moment, here's my last shaman opinion on it. That's going to stick with Meredith more. And then Christina's walking out the door, doesn't have to see the ramifications of what she's done to her best friend's marriage.
But I don't think it was that at all.
Right.
And it's one of those things, when you're actually... She was stalling for 2 weeks. It was finally real. She was really leaving. She just had her closure with her, and she's looking at her and reminding her.
It's true. She probably didn't want to admit it.
Don't get lost in someone else's life. That's all. You make me strong. You're pushing me out the door to go live my dream. I want to do the same for you.
Right.
I want to push you back in the door.
Yeah. Don't get lost in somebody else's life.
And what a better way. What a better time to connect with someone is within that type of situation, because you're that's when you're the most present, because this is the last experience you're going to have. So I thought it was
this reminds
fantastic.
Me of an episode of Celebrity Wife Swap that I watched last night, where in the end, like sometimes, you like that one? I love that show. But in the end, like, it's all about their careers, but at what point is it going to be about their children? You know, like,
question.
You know, because Bailey's like, gotta go pick up my kid from soccer is what she said last episode. who takes the kid to soccer? We never, like, I thought he was downstairs at the,
you know what I mean?
Where is Tuck? We don't even know how old Tuck is. Well, he's playing, like, he's playing soccer for the past 10 years.
It's like on Days of Our Lives and stuff. They're born one day, they come back next week, they're like full on drug addicts.
Or on Mad Men, how the son is a different age every year, and sometimes he goes back in time.
Yeah, just ridiculous.
Did you get a feeling there was a sexism issue going on? Like, if you had the same Meredith and Derek situation with Callie in Arizona, would the dynamic be different because it's two women who are competing side by side versus the male surgeon and the female?
What you're saying is there. I could see how that would was playing out tonight, but Calzona has had that issue where
when she went to Africa,
and you know, Arizona was the hot shot going to Africa to save, you know, Malawi kids and bring back a baby like Madonna. And then Callie was there and she moved on. So I don't think...
But Callie was her own woman then.
Right.
She was strong
enough.
Like
Meredith is becoming the strong woman because...
Sure. Okay. I think Callie and Arizona were in two different specialties.
Right. Calzona's an orthopedic surgeon.
And Meredith are pretty much the same.
Right. I think that maybe it had a little bit to do with that. I think it has more to do with Derek all of a sudden thinking that his cause is more important than hers. And then maybe her realizing him assuming me as the wife, she's probably tacking on that emotion.
Right. Do you really think that it's just now realizing? I think he's always thought that. I don't think it's just now realizing.
I think whenever he was going to step back from his career, he meant it genuinely.
I think that because his hand was messed up.
Right.
And he didn't think he was kidding.
It was an emotional decision. I agree.
Now all of a sudden he's in tip-top shape and he's back
to the president's on his job. And, you know, hey, go to iTunes, talk about it on iTunes, comment, rate us, tell a friend. We love to hear from you, especially about the finale tonight. I'm sure you guys all have your opinions. You may not agree with ours. That's fantastic. We'd love to see what else you guys think about Grey's Anatomy and the after show. So iTunes, do it. Boom. There you go. I don't know. Meredith and Derek, to me...
And I love Meredith and Derek.
I do, too.
I'm always defending them. But in this situation, I feel like he's always trying to be the man that's... You don't matter. I'm the man. I do this. Right. This is what the man does.
My hair is better than yours.
No, I mean, she was, up until that fight, she was like, oh, okay.
It had been brewing,
townhome.
Yeah, townhome, whatever. So she was on board. So when it came at him that she was not on board, it was just kind of like a little left field. And he was actually hearing her for the first time.
Right.
And when she said, I'm not signing this papers because I want to stay, not we need to stay. It was like that moment of like, Yang got to me. I need to be top dog. And if you need to move and I need to stay here, maybe our marriages are going to have to be separated. And
yeah, she should never have said I.
Yeah.
But do you remember when he was trying to get her to go? Let's move to Washington. Everybody else is moving on. Yang's leaving. So-and-so's leaving.
But it's true. There's nothing.
You know, Karev is leaving.
I like change. She doesn't like change.
There's nothing wrong with change. But just in like the way he put it. Not let's go build a life together. Here, I've got you this job. Everybody else is taking off.
Exactly.
You come sit in this nice little job and I'm going to go off and do what I do and we're going to have a happy life in Washington.
And you know what? She was reminded of
her father.
Thatcher. What did she call it? A tag-along spouse?
Yeah. Tag-along spouse. Mm-hmm. No, a trailing spouse.
Oh yeah, trailing.
Trailing spouse.
That's not a thing. That's scary.
Owen. Poor Owen.
You guys have always cared about that. I was like, I do not care to see him say goodbye to her.
But
this
but
has been going
story,
on for
Julie.
So long.
True. You have a baby, you leave for 5 months, and you don't care about Owen?
I've never cared about that relationship.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those two have driven me nuts
but
since
tonight,
day one.
He was important, though. I mean, regardless of if we cared about Cronin or not, he was indicative and imperative to her story. So
that's true.
What tonight I felt like he didn't get... I mean, he needed... I don't know.
No, he didn't need more. He got exactly as much screen time as he needed.
But, no.
Stop it.
I'm saying that he's in the middle of a surgery. She's saying bye. They have this exchange. No words.
I wanted her.
As somebody's dying on the table.
Right. Yes. And then, like, how opportunity. Yeah. And then looks up. She's there. Looks up. She's gone.
That was pretty brutal.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know.
Especially because all day he thought that she could have been in this accident.
Yeah.
And that was her. That was his goodbye.
And this
I'm
is
sure
a
he wanted to embrace her.
I mean, this is a person who showed her the steam
room.
One
more
who
time.
Pulled out her icicle. Yeah. Who did all these, who changed her life. But that's part of her story, you guys.
No,
we can't discount Owen's
I like
important
Owen.
I'm with Julie on the fact that they have been together and separated and together and separated and yada yada whoop de whoop. And it's kind of been lingering on. We thought they were done and they slept together. Like, it's just a lot. But of course he needs his goodbye. You know what I mean? Like, I think that that goodbye was not enough. I mean, they did it the morning before, the morning all this happened. But whatever. The long story short is, I feel like he got the short end of the stick. He loves her. He doesn't want her to go. But in the end, like,
she had to leave.
She had to leave because she doesn't want babies.
And then, I mean, fine. So that's the end of Crowan. But Shane
was like, I gotta go, please.
I will hunt you down and ask you to.
He was fiending for it. Like, I gotta go.
They're gonna be hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
Especially with how hot she looks in Singapore.
Yeah,
I know. She had, like, what was that? Like a snakeskin dress on?
Why you been nice waiting this long lips? To pull out the little
and
dress?
Hair slips, I mean, you know, she's
and
like,
the lipstick.
Yeah, mascara, smoky eye,
with
damn.
The name on the door. Dun, dun, dun.
I know you guys hated Shane, but I always liked it for some reason.
I thought Shane was a little bit too frenetic and a little too, like, he needed some Vyvanse or Adderall just to chill
out.
He
was always kind of in the, like, in the doorway like this.
Like heaving. like
he just was always doing that.
Like, he was on a treadmill all day, and he's just like...
he looked at everybody.
The Walking Dead.
He was intense.
Yeah, was intense. I mean, and then his hair. I mean, just he was just a hot mess altogether. But maybe Christina Yang likes that. Maybe she likes them brothers, you know?
I loved it whenever he kissed her.
No, that was a cute moment. I liked that character. Yeah. I can see them together for sure. So,
and one send-off that I liked tonight was the way that they approached Leah.
Yeah.
I never liked that character. Didn't care when she was leaving. I'm glad she was the one that was leaving. But I feel like they had her walk out in her little flannel shirt with dignity. And I liked
it. I liked it too.
But
okay.
What was the realization that she had, though?
That maybe I should be a nurse. Maybe I should just be a nurse.
Or maybe she could be in some role. I thought maybe it was like either I should be a nurse or I should be in a patient care hospice role.
A convalescent home or something
similar,
you know?
To that.
Or maybe even something as simple as just like family practice, not necessarily surgery.
Right. Or maybe I should be an ocular, you know, point.
I thought of that for a second.
But
yeah. She's going to find her thing.
It was definitely great. And yeah, Leah, we all four of us hated her.
I don't think anybody liked her.
Initially.
Did you like her?
I did not like her.
Nobody liked her. I don't know anybody online or anything that stuck up for her.
But she got better. I mean, she got prettier. She got better storylines. But I do think tonight, it was, I felt some closure with her. I was like, good for her. Because she looked around and saw a random nurse and some people like, blown up. And she's like, you know, I found my calling. I'm out of here.
I think less of looking at the nurse, more of realizing here the patients are calm and we helped them get to a place of comfort.
Maybe
my thing, okay, can we back it up? I have a couple questions. First of all, like, why did she come back? Just because she saw on the news?
Yeah, yes. How did she...
Okay,
she came
so that's
in.
A yes,
that's the way I. Took
you don't
it.
Get to do that if okay, you've so just you, been fired.
But
if,
she wasn't fired. She was at. She
well,
basically.
Didn't April do the same thing when the tragedy happened and she didn't pass her boards and she wasn't technically
all
supposed
of a sudden she
to be
was
there,
like up in it
and she said kind of like the same thing.
In a crisis situation, you get your you know.
Okay, but if there's a crisis and you're at home in your PJs, you didn't want to throw on some jeans.
She didn't have jeans on. It wasn't. The shirt was just long.
Yeah.
Okay. It was, she walked out.
Those were leggings. Those were leggings.
It was Victoria's Secret. No. Flannel. Plaid.
Yeah. Like,
but I thought she had jeans on, no?
No, she did. She had jeans on.
Throw in some scrubs. You have scrubs sitting right
but
there.
For your own dignity,
I mean,
put on
that
a real
look.
Shirt.
I go outside in my drawers all the time. I
do
care.
Too.
You know,
not
whatever.
To the work where you've just in. Been fired.
Don't like it, don't look at it.
did you guys miss me? Ugh. She looked all nasty.
Yeah.
Either way.
She's been depressed at
home. She was just released.
Either way, she was catatonic.
It was funny. Whenever the episode first started, I said, did I miss an episode? Because they didn't even talk about where she told the other interns that it was her. I feel like that was a moment we should have seen.
Yeah, they didn't.
Like the other interns, I don't know, they could have acted like they were sad for her, but then celebrated behind her back. Something like that would have been funny.
We only saw two of the other interns. We saw Stephanie.
It's late.
Mm-hmm. We saw 3 seconds of Joe and her brand new weave.
I know.
Twice as much hair as last
and
week.
And Karev's Batmobile.
Yes.
So, okay, I'm confused about the Karev situation.
Substitute penis.
Yeah. I'm like, so he still works at the hospital, but he's the butt surgeon for Labacus. Is that
well,
it?
Well, isn't he trying to get patients? Because he has to. The only way he patients, makes
right.
money.
Yeah, one minute he's broke. The next minute he needs a Lamborghini. Yeah.
We don't need to talk about Karev. Okay, enough about Karev.
But Karev's coming back next season.
Yeah.
But so, even the moment between he and Christina, when she was complimenting him in a way she's never really done before. Right.
Again, see the warmth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys, that's how he's going to come back. The board situation.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be
clearly
so dramatic.
Joy.
You, Julie, did you miss the whole thing? Well, let's jump into that.
Some people here haven't got a good night's sleep in 10 months.
Story.
Oh.
It took him 10 minutes to figure it out after we had
yes,
a whole conversation.
That was totally. Everybody's talking about that, and then they look at each other. We don't need to have a conversation. We know what each other is thinking.
Oh my 10 God. Minutes later.
We do need to talk about that after we talk about this stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, okay, Karev, so, enough about Karev and Joe.
No, it's not. No, I mean, not about Karev and Joe, but okay, so the whole board situation.
Right. Ooh,
who's going to take the seat now that Yang is leaving or Yang has left?
Jason, so if I'm on the board, can I bestow upon you my rights and my position and my chair as a gift?
And the shares. Is that a financial thing or is that just a pool thing?
The shares are probably freely negotiable, so they can be given to whomever.
Are they money?
Unless there's
a
shareholder agreement. It's property. It's
okay, so they're not money. They're just a percentage of power.
So he has like his own
ER. It's property. And then the shareholders or the board of directors, if it's a nonprofit and there aren't shareholders, then they're the ones who elect the board positions. So there are rules that say here's how the next board seat's going to be filled. So Bailey thinks she's got it. Christina thinks she gave it to Alex.
Right. That could be.
Why would Chief Weber think that he could give the
seat
away?
Yeah, who is he?
He doesn't
Weber
have any shares.
He's God.
Yeah. Yeah.
He thinks he can do everything. He thinks he's the boss of everyone.
He's the chief.
He barely does surgery. He just walks around grunting all day.
He's like, my omniscient hands tell me that you could never be a surgeon. Okay, chief.
Okay, but let's think about this. I mean, the chief... He's not even the chief. What's his name?
Weber.
Dr. Weber. Mm-hmm. I know people's names. I do. I promise. I'm sorry. Dr. Weber. He's right, though, in thinking that, like, if I say your name in the meeting, everyone's
right.
going to follow
he's got
suit.
The Jews.
Because, not because he has the Jews, but because it is the most logical thinking person that would be on the board.
And she
not
would've.
Really Karev. You know what I mean? In my personal opinion. But Karev could take the position and could be good at it.
I think Miranda
end.
Deserves it more than Karev.
But I agree.
Karev left. He left the hospital.
Right.
Is this going to divide everybody, though? Is there going to be Team Bailey and Team
Karev?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Opening episode.
I find it hard to believe that very many people would pick
Karev.
Yeah.
Because Bailey's always getting screwed over.
Even with Christina's speech at the end, where it was, you know, it was supposed to be me, you, and Karev. You know, George died.
Izzy left,
and it was to me, that was kind of obvious. When as soon as he got that package, then I was like, ah. Because of what she said.
Of course, but that doesn't mean...
They came out together, you know? Bailey wasn't a part of that. She was kind of like
the
teacher.
She was above them from the first episode,
so she
though.
Wasn't going to... That camaraderie wasn't there in that way.
Right.
So since this was their hospital, their money, I couldn't... You know, it just seems like Meredith would side with whatever Christina wanted.
Could they open up an extra seat on the board? Why not? They make
sure,
their own rules.
They could. I mean, they could change the rules. Yeah.
That wouldn't be a good episode.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You know, I feel like Bailey...
Pull out the paperwork. Do you have a black pen?
Bailey has never, ever been, like, you know, in danger of being dead. She's never, ever been... She's always been... Her storyline...
She's endangered of losing her license last
week.
Well,
yeah. She's always the girl that's, like, jail. Legally screwing up.
And she should have gone to
bipolar.
Jail.
Bipolar.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
She has the mental issues.
To me, I think she's kind of always been kind of whiny. She thinks she's...
she thinks she's on top. I'm with you, girl.
Yeah,
keep going.
She always thinks that she is that knows everything. She knows what's good best for everybody. And she's always being a brat.
And she screws up the most, right?
Yes.
I know. Okay, you know,
she
fair enough.
Her feet and pounds. Like, that's what I feel
and
like.
And she's only like 4 foot three.
That scene of him like rubbing her feet was ridiculous.
That was weird. That was weird. And we're all
nice
like,
toes.
That doesn't happen. I feel like she's Shonda's favorite,
though. Did you want to lick her toes?
Oh, duh.
Yeah, and
she's her favorite character.
I like how she has, from the beginning of the series, she did mold these people into being great doctors. She did. She was on their butt. She did all of that stuff. But there's a reason, I think, that she always kind of stayed where she was, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we didn't really see her evolve all of that much.
I would rather have her have been the chief than right. Owen.
Oh, yeah. I thought that, too, back
maybe.
In the day.
I don't know.
But she's a surgeon. And, you know, she got passed over by Callie to be the chief. A lot of,
oh,
you know,
the, yeah, yeah, the I mean, chief so, president.
And she finally accepted that she was the surgeon. And, you know, that's it. And then we have Calzona tonight, who had an aha moment. Maybe we should have a surrogate.
We were laughing at that part because it was such a strange story.
It was like,
the surrogate's really attached to them, and then the family comes in, and they look at each other. Oh, maybe we should. And then we're like, excuse me, surrogate mom, do you have a card?
Yeah.
When can we sign up?
Yeah.
I mean, well, there's like, are you available
for
in a month?
I got some schooling on it last weekend. There's websites. You get, like, paid, like, $50,000 right. a child. And usually when you're a surrogate, you usually have twins or triplets. So you get $50 per person,
right.
per child. If something goes wrong, if there's a preemie, you get more money. Like, it's right. just, it is
or
a business.
Donors. Women, like, I have a very close friend who's been donating eggs for years now. And she's very fertile, apparently. And she's made...
She
lots
makes 7,000 every time she
but
does that.
Yeah, the thing is though,
7,000, nothing.
7 to 10,000 right. for egg donations, 65,000 to be a surrogate.
But it goes
and
up
for egg donations.
And
okay.
having just been pregnant, I decided I would be a surrogate mother for $2 million,
I mean,
and not a penny less.
But see, men, we give sperm. We only get $10 and a pizza.
I mean, oh, you get pizza?
I mean, well, you know,
the $10 gets you the pizza.
We know we get, it's just not right.
When it's not even an extra
we're
large.
Giving life-giving juice. Why can't we get more?
The other thing that was funny is they're like, she's 31 weeks. She's premature.
What?
Like pull out this 10-pounder. It's because, legally, babies cannot work till they're 15 days old.
Stop trying to put your baby to work, Julie.
I don't, Julie.
You better put that baby to work. You better put that baby to work.
There's a reason I know it, and it's because a casting person contacted me.
Poor baby.
So would you willingly take your baby into a set like that and let him get all gooped up and,
yeah.
and pulled
oh,
off?
Sorry, I'm not
they don't actually pay newborns that much, unfortunately, but they are only allowed to work however many days they are old in minutes. So let's say I put my, you know, 30-day-old baby. She'd only work 30 minutes. And as long as she wasn't actually screaming, that's kind of fun to have happen to them later in life. You are on Grey's Anatomy.
You are on Grey's Anatomy. But the thing is, like, you have to be a certain kind of parent. If you're, right. like, all organic and you da-da-da-da, no one's going to put that goo on it if it's not, like,
made of
vegan jelly, gluten-free jelly.
Yeah,
it's a certain kind of parent for that, right?
I like
where?
How you, they had a gesture that goes with
gluten-free. After the star's voguing, she's like, it's gluten-free. Don't just
it's
stand there. Let's get to it.
And organic.
And organic.
You know, it was nice to see... Okay, so I'm just going to come out the closet with this. I'm not a fan of Catherine Avery, nor am I a fan of her real life. But her moment with April, who...
In the closet.
And always crying and just, like, so, like...
No, I would love to talk about this more because I thought it was kind of powerful.
As much as I'm always complaining about how April is such a crybaby, I didn't take it that way this time.
Well, how did you guys interpret it?
I actually really liked it.
Why?
I thought it was genuine. I mean, she's newly pregnant. It's scary. And we are in a world where our first thought is terrorism, and that is pretty scary. And to be right in the middle of it when you're about to bring new life, and I mean, and you can speak better at this than I can. It's just such a scary thing to think about.
I will say that before being pregnant, I would work 16-hour days, not sleep afterwards, not care, go 100 miles an hour on the freeway, and the second you become pregnant, everything is terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, even tonight, this is the farthest away I've ever been from the baby. I was like, don't you drive that close to me. I have to get home to her after this.
Yeah.
Like, it's all of a sudden, like, your heart is outside of your body, and you can't protect it anymore, and you're calling your pediatrician a million times a day, and it's just terrifying.
Yeah.
Because they're this big and you want them to be okay.
Right.
So I totally empathize with her. I mean, I bet she feels like she shouldn't be working in that kind of environment. That probably runs through her head.
Well, especially when it was like maybe it's anthrax. Like,
I know.
Yeah. Gotta take a leave of absence.
Or the x-ray last week. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she just feels really scared. And the person to console her ended up being somebody that's never been on her side.
And I thought the story that she used was great. I think it was a great little anecdote.
That story was ridiculous.
I love eat your eggs.
I thought it was
eat your
funny.
Eggs. I don't like my eggs.
But I like how it was about fear.
Right.
That was the point of it.
You didn't like
they
the
had
eggs
to
part.
Make it racial.
Her one maternal moment, they put her looking like, what did you call her? Salt and pepper grandma? She has these little spectacles on.
Push it
back
real
in,
good.
Back in Texas.
Push it.
push it over.
Of course, it has to be
Let's
Texas
talk about sex,
baby.
Yeah. Yeah, but she was like, I think it must have been around 1960.
Oh,
all of a sudden,
she's got an accent.
I know. She's like, and my Aunt Jemima was, you know.
She's like, Lordy, listen to me, honey.
I like the point of the story about fear.
Yeah,
and he's scared.
And right. I thought it was the saying, the way people change the world is moms and daddies raising their babies one at a time. And then it was so funny when she said that to Avery, and he's like, is that a thing? I thought that was just my mama saying.
But she got it from her mama.
Avery, he's one of the most transparent, lackluster characters on the show. I'm sorry. Avery never has any poignant moments
lately.
At all.
Last week when he said, or like the week before when he said our hypothetical children are fake like your God.
Yeah.
That was poignant.
Yeah.
Okay. That was harsh.
Yes. I mean, whatever. And I don't know. Like, I feel like she should end up with Matthew with the great teeth. And
that was never going to happen.
No.
So what else stuck out about? Well, we have to get to the bombshell. Should we go there now with
what
the
bombshell?
Hello, hi. I'm a mixed. You're your daughter. I'm mixed, and I'm not.
Meredith,
everyone's waiting for me to say something.
Star,
it's possible.
No, but I mean, okay. Here's the thing.
It's possible.
So, okay, everybody's like, this is really, really scary territory. Star, would you take it?
After Buzzers, you saw the show. So Weber comes outside the hospital, you know, and there's the new head
first of all. There's Dr. this annoying Pierce. New head of cardio.
Head of cardio.
Get out of here. Leave Christine alone. It's her last episode. Let her do what she wants.
Yeah, and she's like, why is this girl acting so mean? Like, it's my
I thought it was a great way to usher in a new character because you see that.
Well, first of all, I didn't even know she got the job, but continue.
If you were reading Wet Paint and Media Takeout, you wouldn't know.
I mean.
No, but yeah, she was on Scandal. She was killed off on Scandal, couple on the finale.
What was she on Scandal?
Yeah, she was a non-Sharia. She was a Coloma Shorts. Like, girl that was helping him get fake passports. And she was like, I'm going to lean
in
on this.
She was much sexier on that show. She seemed very mousy and annoying on this
show. Well, that was probably her character for the show.
She did a good job.
She was
she was annoying.
Emmy. Okay, so.
So anyways, as we were, actually, I missed you. She's sitting outside there, and I always love those conversations when they're
outside the bench.
At
outside
night. It's so
bench.
Peaceful, and so, and that's where that you see a lot of really, really great moments on the show. And she's like, you know, I don't really know anyone. And it's so funny because, you know, my name, my mom's name is all over this hospital. I was adopted. I was like, okay, blah, you know. And then she's like, Richard's like, oh, shit. I mean that jump off. I mean, I was sticking to a lot of women back in the 70s. You know?
Oh, my God.
And then he's like, well, what was your mom's name? Ellis Gray? Dead.
Okay.
I was just like, really? Come on, really?
It was weird.
Are you not? I mean, first of all, Shonda, this is how you, Shonda Land, it's how y'all screwed up. You gave Meredith a half black sister.
How many sisters is Meredith going to have coming out of the works? Oh, and I will tell you right now, if you're a family member, even long lost of Meredith Grey, you're going to die a brutal death.
So the curse. You know,
but she's doomed.
And then I thought, you know what, to make it more interesting, if you're going to have Meredith have a black sibling, why couldn't it have been a black brother, you know, instead of a sister?
Because, yeah, she's
you know,
never
because,
had a brother.
You know, that would have been an interesting dynamic for the show. You have a brother and he's black. Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Ellis Gray does not seem like a character to me that ever would have had a baby.
But when was she been pregnant? And how would we have known this?
Okay, so we discussed this a little bit. So basically, the child happened after Meredith, for sure, because that's when they were like, you know, Weber and then they broke up their marriage and yada, 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 and they were sleeping together.
She had Alzheimer's.
Okay. As well as, when did she have the baby and no one noticed?
Nobody?
When would she leave for that long?
When would she? Yeah. She was a world-class surgeon.
She can't be that much younger than Meredith. If
she is.
But if she's the head of surgery now?
That's what she said last episode, is that she... She's been 2 years ahead of staff at another hospital, and they were like, but you're so young. And then Yang was like, and then she said, oh, okay, because I graduated high school early, I graduated college early.
Right.
So no wonder.
You know, maybe 5 years, 6 years? I mean, how many years could that be?
I mean, all that aside,
what's early?
Though,
like a year early? 2 years early?
But just the whole...
It's possible.
I mean, what a way to end the finale by... I mean, all the things that happened, Yang, I thought that
we
overshadowed
didn't see
Yang.
That come.
Yeah, it was
how
like...
How is it not in the diary?
Right.
Yeah.
Not in her diary.
Right, in the journals, yeah.
For 10 years. Ellis doesn't even seem like that kind of character that would have even done
but
that.
But see, maybe.
Okay, so.
Legal Eagle.
Legal Eagle. What was your
interpretation of
what did you think
of
happened?
Project.
Newborn.
Project Black Sister.
This is probably really inappropriate, but I think Weber took advantage of her, of their relationship, because she did have Alzheimer's, right? At the time?
No, she did not have Alzheimer's when they were having an affair.
No, but.
Early onset, maybe? I don't know.
That, yeah, maybe.
But
oh
I
my gosh, she woke up every day.
Oh!
If she.
Oh, well, she relives it over and over again.
She had the baby. Nobody knew about it.
That yeah, well, we'll definitely find out next season.
Weber was hiding it.
You think?
No, he was so shocked. There was no...
He was pissed.
He was pissed.
He wasn't shocked. He was pissed.
He was like, I got
pissed.
Child support. Like, damn.
This is really going to ruin my life.
Dr. Okay, Weber, you are the father of Dr. Paris.
Or the daddy. My thing is, like, when it comes down to it, she is... smart, right? So if she went to the courthouse and she figures out the name, wouldn't she be smart enough to figure out that her sister also works there? She didn't even say that. She was just like, her name's all over the hospital.
And she was very like
how would she not know that Meredith was on the board of this hospital. She
exactly.
Just got hired.
And why would you be sitting there on a bench sobbing your first day and to your boss be like, well, here's everything that's wrong and here's everything that's been wrong my whole life.
Yeah. Like, it was just a bit much.
It wasn't powerful enough because it could have gone two ways. It could have been like, Dr. Weber, sit down. Blah, blah, blah. I'm, you know, daughter of Ellis Gray. You know, she could have been, like, very matter-of-fact about it, but you're right, Star. The way she was like, where am I? I'm at this hospital, and my name's on it, and my mom supposedly worked here, and she's Ellis Gray.
You
may
have
known her. I mean, she's a world-class... I mean, she did, you know, she's kind of famous, but, yeah, so here I am, you know, like, all,
I
like...
I can't imagine Ellis Gray would have not had a sealed adoption.
That's right. Insane.
Like, just how...
If she was going to keep it secret and put the baby up for adoption... Wouldn't she take the extra steps? Hmm. Or maybe she's like...
Hey, look, TMZ could get the elevator video of the Solange attack. So even a sealed adoption is
not
safe.
It's
not
right.
always safe.
Right.
Jay-Z's 100th problem.
So she went to the courthouse. I just had to ask, and they told me my mom's name.
Right. Like you know, it's that simple. Like, you know, are you my father? But I will say, as far as the content and writing... That was definitely like boom. Like,
no, whoa. No one saw that.
I
coming.
Was like, no. "What?
Did you see that coming on wet paint?"
No, I did not see that coming
in
wet paint.
Just wondering.
I did not see that coming in wet paint. But no, but I thought that was that because that leads us to for next season. Like, is she?
Well, all these questions are going to be answered.
And then also, are we in accordance that Junkie Sister should go?
Who's Junkie
Amy
Sister?
Needs. Why is
Seattle.
She back? Why? Like her wig was far better this week.
She almost had a moment with like Meredith, and then Yang came and like took that moment away. Like no one even cared.
Yeah, I was like Amelia, Amy. No, girl, your time has come and gone. That show was canceled. It was called Private Practice.
I didn't like her on Grey's the first time. I didn't like her Private Practice the second time, and now I almost forgot she's even doing that.
Yeah, like
not needed Lanyap.
Over that.
That was,
Did Derek get a haircut?
Junkie
really?
Sister.
Really?
Junkie Sister. We didn't even know.
Maybe.
Right. You're like.
Amy. Yeah.
Amy. Yeah. Katarina Corsoni.
Although she does look like Derek's sister.
They casted that very well.
Yeah. They casted that better than Weber's daughter.
Yeah. Weber's daughter.
She can be mixed and look black. Everyone's thinking
it. No, I understand. But no, shit. And that's the thing.
And I am mixed and I look black.
I am mixed as well, too. However, my mom is black, so I look black. But the thing is, black is... Okay, not to get racial after buzzer.
Is it the hair color? I mean, is it the hair...
African-American is a dominant gene. But, like, okay, you know a mixed baby. Look at Mariah Carey and Brandon.
I'm a mixed baby.
Brandon, but white and black is different than Puerto Rican and black star.
Okay.
It is. It's the truth, though. I mean...
And I'm going to post a picture of me and mommy.
But here's
You're
the thing.
You're going to be like, oh.
It was just way
how's
too...
How's that possible?
It was just way too, like, what? Are you... Come on. I like, really? You're Ellis's daughter.
Well,
you know?
Mom. She does... Yeah.
But props to Shonda Lamb for making her a black... Her be black. Because instead of it being like,
black.
You know, instead of it being
crazy.
Another Lexi or another, you know, oh, hi, I'm another, I'm also.
No one cares that she's black. No, the point is that, like, Weber has an illegitimate child out there.
It's more so that it's Weber's daughter versus her being black.
I'm not gonna, I'm done, I'm not coming off my mic.
I know that's not your point.
Yeah. My point is,
but that just everyone that probably went through their mind for a moment, and then you're like, okay.
Notice how I don't say anything because I have no idea how to talk about this.
The bigger picture is that it's Weber's daughter.
Right.
So now,
yes, Kelly.
That was like a whole thing between Meredith and Weber, you know, that when she found out that about the affair and all of that, so is that going to drudge up old stuff about breaking up her home and the relationship with her dad, and now that all of that.
Meredith thinks of Weber as her dad.
Right.
And this is actually his biological dad.
Right.
And at the same time, this woman is replacing her best friend.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of dynamics. This girl is not going to...
And then she just kicked her husband to Washington.
And we saw how mean Meredith can be. She can be good. She can be really, really harsh. She put that spy man in his place instantly.
Yeah.
You're the boss out there. I'm the boss in here.
Right. Well, I mean, I think tonight, for as far as the finale on a scale of 1 to 10, was an 8. As far as, you know, I think that helped with Christina leaving. That was a very powerful morsel in the show tonight. I'm excited to see what the premiere will be like in the fall, because we have all these new... Well, we have this major new development, and I also want to see what new characters come on, what new characters are coming.
No, you don't. Because when they come on, we're going to be like, we hate the new characters.
But, no, I'm not talking, but we didn't.
I already hate them.
New heavy hitters. You know, we need to have, we lost Teddy.
We embraced Mark. We embraced, Lily.
Mark.
I'm sorry. I was
Mark
Sloan.
It's the name of the hospital.
Yeah.
So I think tonight's episode was a slam dunk. Because in my opinion, it takes better writing and more courage to do an actual send off for a character than just do a bus hit.
True.
So I thought it was a great way to do a bus hit or a cancer or a
bus hit
plane
was
crash.
Cancer was great too. Plane crash was fantastic. I mean, those were all very.
I mean, I like edge of your seat, action packed, lot going on.
But there has been a finale where they didn't have that.
Yeah, there was
and
one.
And that was...
When Derek left her and she messed up his
trial.
Exactly.
So sometimes it doesn't... Yeah. It needs to be like a shock of like, oh, there's a child that was adopted.
Got it.
You know?
Well, there you have it, you guys. The finale of season 10 of Grey's Anatomy. I'm satisfied. I've been satiated. And you know, do we want to do predictions? We just want to leave it at that. Leave it at...
We're doing
now,
it.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
You, like, move on.
Fine. I predict that season 11 will be new and exciting and fresh and interesting now that we've Star, you know, the bus I'm always thrown under with you.
Yeah, that was the best finale ever.
An actual prediction. I think they're going to try to have a marriage separate in D.C. and Seattle.
I think they're going to break up.
No, they can't.
It can't happen.
His contract got renewed, so he's here.
That don't mean them. They could hate each other from the same city.
That would be great drama if they broke up.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that. Those two are meant to be.
No, they're not going to break up their home with all their kids and like, I don't think that's going to happen. I just think it's going to be a rough next 6 months.
And I will say, I also predict that somehow this show will have a fantastic 11th season.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the longest running shows I could think of.
Right.
But still
longer
got
than the
it.
Symptoms. The symptoms. it's late, you guys.
It's so great to be back.
Yeah.
And to say goodbye is pretty sad. But
I don't have any predictions. Yeah. So let's see you guys on YouTube, and let's talk on
Twitter
and
I'm
gonna miss you guys.
Yeah, you too. And AfterBuzzers, thank you for a fantastic season. We love sharing our thoughts and grades with you every Thursday. Have a great summer. Until next time, I'm Jason J. Carter. Find me on Twitter at JDC Forever.
And I'm Julie Parton. I would love to keep talking to you guys over the summer. My is JULIEPARTIN on Twitter and Facebook.
And I'm Star Session. You guys can find me on all things social media at StarSession. I'm going to miss you guys, but keep in touch online.
And you can find me at Kelly with an IE 079 everywhere too.
And on our couch.
Yes.
Up your biz.
We'll see you guys in September for Grey's Anatomy season 11. Until then,
bye. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.